On Sunday afternoon in Houston, the Jaguars lost twice. On the field, they lost for the ninth consecutive week in the most painful way possible. Or so they thought. Before they left for home, they lost again. This time, they lost their coach. Tonight, we look forward to what the next 2 weeks and then the next few weeks after that might bring on Jaguars All Access.
This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
Everybody, and welcome to Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale for Jaguars All Access this Monday, as we'll be here all the way through, in fact, the celebration of New Year's Day on January 2nd, next couple of weeks, after the Saturday game against Tennessee and then after the final game of the season against Indianapolis. Good evening to you, Sam Kavaris and Jeff Logman with you for the next half hour. And obviously the big news is that the Jaguars have moved on from the Gus Bradley era, the announcement being made last night after the game in Houston.
Yeah, and I don't want to say that it was shocking, but there's a lot of people that really feel deeply about Gus Bradley. And they feel that he is a great individual and a great man, and he's going to be sorely missed in a lot of ways. But, you know, I get it. You know, when you're 14 and 48 and you're 2 and 12 at this point in the season, change is coming.
It clearly was a very emotional day for the Jaguars. As we've said many times, he's an incredibly popular guy. And if Shad Khan wanted to fire him, he could have done it last year. So it took him a long time to come to this conclusion. And Dave Caldwell told us that they came to that conclusion last week while they met at the owners' meeting in Dallas and solidified it this past Saturday that Gus, they were going to move on from Gus afterwards. After that, when they went to Houston, Dave said that he didn't want to lie to Gus at all. So after the game and after the press conference, he went into the locker room. He told Gus he was going to move on and then gave Gus the option as to when he would make that announcement. Gus said, let me call my family and let's do it right now. So I thought everybody did as well as they could in a very awkward and clumsy situation.
Well, and there's a lot of debate as to could you have handled the situation better from a timing standpoint and not had an awkward moment on the plane ride back. But, you know, I will say that it was not awkward whatsoever in the way that it was done. And, you know, there is no right way to fire somebody or to let somebody go. But the one thing that I greatly appreciate was the way that Shad Khan handled it. Because, you know, if you read his release, he showed the utmost respect for Gus Bradley and complimented him in some of the highest ways possible. And for me, as an individual who got to know Gus Bradley very well, I greatly appreciated the way it was handled.
Bradley today, in a very unusual move, met with the media this morning at the Sawgrass Marriott in Ponte Vedra. That's very rare, certainly in the NFL. It happens sometimes in college coaching. I remember Will Muschamp did that when Jeremy Foley fired him. They both showed up at the press conference together. Gus is the kind of guy that I actually thought he might show up today, but he did meet with us today. Still that upbeat guy, and talked about how great the Jaguars organization really is.
I'm telling you, this organization with this ownership and this front office and support staff is unbelievable. And it's easy for me to say, right, when I'm hired and I'm a part of it, but I just got let go yesterday, you know, so now is the time. But I'm not saying that. It's genuine. I'm telling you, it's genuine. This place is phenomenal.
Bradley said that his one regret, and he paused the only time he seemed to have some reflection in that meeting, was that he won't be here for what he anticipates and is certain the great success that will come to this franchise.
Well, and he had to collect himself when he was asked about the one regret, and that was because, you know, it was an emotional time for him as an individual, you know. And he kind of referred back to the 1996 season because so many people have told him stories about the magical year in which we ended up going to the playoffs and coming back to Jacksonville from that magical victory that we had against the Denver Broncos, and circling the stadium in a plane, and the stadium was full of fans. And he said that he wanted to be able to get the team back to that moment to where everybody was just happy.
Right, that nobody had any enemies,
that's
he
right.
said. And you were there, and you know exactly what that felt like. And it was certainly, as you described it, a magical time. It was still a tough time this afternoon at 2 o'clock when Dave Caldwell introduced Doug Marrone as the interim head coach. Caldwell is going to be charged with finding a new head coach for the Jaguars. And in a long and very detailed press conference, Caldwell outlined what he is looking for, what he thinks the criteria should be, said that your former coach, Tom Coughlin, would certainly be someone they would talk about. But certainly the address at with the media today gave us some insight as to what Dave's looking for.
Well, and I think that one of the key points that he talked about when he was asked the question about from a timing standpoint, he said that the firing of Jeff Fisher with the L.A. Rams certainly had an influence on the decision-making process because they wanted to go ahead and start the process. I think also he referred to a wide-ranging net that would be thrown to look at the available candidates. He did talk deeply in glowing terms about Tom Coughlin. And he did also talk about the people that would be involved in the decision-making process. He said himself, Tony Khan, Shad Khan, and team president Mark Lamping as well.
The only thing
I'm comfortable with, whatever is right for the organization, you know, whatever Shad and Mark and myself feel helps us to get to that next level, I'm more than comfortable with. It's not about me. It's not about one person. It's about the Jacksonville Jaguars and the city of Jacksonville and putting together a Super Bowl contending team.
A Super Bowl contending team is a long way from a team that currently is 2-12. And has an interim head coach. But at the same time, Caldwell talked about he felt like that there was plenty of talent on this team and that a culture change was necessary to win a lot of those close football games.
And he did talk about the talent, and, you know, he was asked specifically about the quarterback position. And I give Dave credit, some credit here, because he said that he would absolutely take the input of the incoming coach. Because people asked, were you looking for a candidate that would, or are you looking for a candidate that would necessarily agree with you? And he said, no, I want somebody that has the right opinion. And I thought that that was very telling by Dave Caldwell. He said that he believes in Blake Bortles, but he wants to do what's right for the franchise.
And the net will include college coaches, according to Caldwell. He said he would be certainly willing to talk to people like that, current assistants. But he did stress that experience was one of the things that he will definitely look at, which puts several names at the top of the list, guys who have formerly been head coaches in the league who are still in the league as coordinators.
Well, and there's been some names bandied about. Mike Smith, the defensive coordinator currently with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, has been thrown out there. Josh McDaniels, who has previous head coaching experience, even though the Patriots are going to probably clinch home field advantage throughout the playoffs and would be sometime before the Jaguars will be able to talk to him, hopefully, or at that point would be at a bye prior to the playoffs because they would have home field advantage. But there are a lot of different candidates out there. I don't think it's going to be necessarily a pro coach. But one thing I think is certain is that you want somebody with experience, because when you feel you're close, as Dave Caldwell asked specifically or stressed specifically that in 8, 9, 10 games, to use his exact words, we were within one score of winning a game, they feel they're pretty close.
Which means that Doug Marrone will be a candidate, according to Dave Caldwell. No matter what happens in the next 2 weeks, Marrone does have head coaching experience. 2 years with the Buffalo Bills, where he won as many games as Marv Levy did in his first 2 years there. He's also the former head coach at Syracuse, which is his alma mater. In the last 2 years here in Jacksonville, he's been the offensive line coach and the assistant head coach, and well-respected, certainly, within the walls of that organization.
Well, he is, and, you know, the experience that he would bring to the table certainly would help his cause, and I think two games to interview might be an advantage for him. I don't know if he is going to get the job or not, but he certainly would be under strong consideration because Doug Marrone is highly respected, and he's a respected offensive mind as well.
And interestingly enough, today he said, look, I'm not looking at these last 2 weeks as an audition.
I would be remiss to say that we don't have an obligation still to Gus and what he has done and some of the things. You know, it's difficult. You know, and people do not like to hear this. You know, they don't like to hear that you're close or we're close. You know, but some of the games we were, and it didn't fall our way.
It'll be interesting to see if Marrone changes much of the culture in just 13 days in the next couple of weeks. That's a hard thing to do, but I did give him a lot of credit. He talked a lot about Gus and said, in essence, at the end of the press conference, look, I want to honor what Gus did here by what we do in the next 2 weeks.
Well, he ended it, and he started it that way, Sam, talking in glowing terms about Gus Bradley and what Gus Bradley has meant to him personally and his family, because, you know, Doug Marrone went through a little bit of a time where he turned down or gave away the opportunity to be the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, and thought he'd have an opportunity soon after that, and he didn't get it.
Right.
And so
with the Jets,
Doug Marrone was dealing with some issues at that point where, you know, you almost feel like, I don't want to say personal failure, but disappointment surely entered his life.
And Gus Bradley was the guy that put him back on track.
That's right.
Which we've heard that story a lot today. We'll take a quick break here from Mellow Mushroom. We'll continue to talk about the changes in the Jaguars organization live from Mellow Mushroom in Avondale on Jaguars All Access right after this.
Still to come on Jaguars All Access, Jalen Ramsey was all over the field Sunday. Jeff takes you inside the matchup against DeAndre Hopkins. Plus, we're getting social with four down territory as Jeff and Sam answer your questions. But first, take a listen to defensive end Yannick Ngakoue, mic'd up in the Southern Four Dealers, sounds of the game.
It's behind me.
You mic'd up?
Yeah. Let's get it. We already went. Good job, Sam.
Gone.
Avery, go play, big boy.
Work that move. Don't play with him. Just go around him.
You need help. Woo! Hey, you scared, boy. Hey, you so soft, bro. Trying to get there. Almost there. That's twice.
That six piece.
They talking about McDonald's. I need that six piece after the game, bro. For real.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And by NFL Ticket Exchange. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL Ticket Exchange.
Next time you visit one of the five Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville, make sure you take a selfie with your favorite Jaguar, then post the picture on Instagram with the hashtag MellowJags. You could win two tickets to the next home game and a $100 Mellow Mushroom gift card. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. We're at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Sam Kavaris and Jeff Lagerman. Let's talk a little bit about yesterday's game against Houston. Obviously gut-wrenching, winning 20-8, got a 12-point lead going into the fourth quarter and give up 13 points at that point. But, boy, there were some things that happened in that game that you say, wow, that's the future of the franchise.
Well, and Sam, for me personally, the future of the franchise was one player in particular, and that was cornerback Jalen Ramsey. Cornerback Jalen Ramsey was simply fantastic. You know, I said before the game, I've got my popcorn ready for Jalen Ramsey, and it started right away on that fourth and one at the goal line in which Jalen Ramsey was all alone.
The most impressive part of this play might be before the snap even happens. How many coaches in the National Football League have the confidence to play a rookie corner against DeAndre Hopkins and leave him all alone on one side of the field? Not many. And Jalen gets a great jam at the line of scrimmage, taking away the inside, and then look at his eyes, right back to the quarterback. But here's the best part. If Jalen were to keep going a couple more steps, he has an opportunity at an interception, which means he has another level to attain. That's crazy to think of. And here's a 3rd and 6 all alone once again. And he plays off because he has to protect the deep ball. But look what he does. Squares his feet up in complete confidence. He doesn't panic. He doesn't guess. And he uses his body and his hands to grab a hold of DeAndre Hopkins. How many guys in the National Football League look like a men among boys with the power to pull down an elite wide receiver like DeAndre Hopkins? Jalen Ramsey. And here's a 3rd and 3 and a great play designed by the Houston Texans. They motion DeAndre Hopkins to a stacked position behind the tight end to make the coverage play off. And it gives DeAndre Hopkins a two-way go behind the tight end. So Jalen has to cover him whether he goes inside or outside. So space is necessary. So if this ball is accurate and on time, it's a first down. Because it's slightly off, it allows time for Jalen to react. But boy, how many corners in the National Football League react like this? And to me, this is almost superhuman. Because look what happens to DeAndre. When he takes the hit, look at the slide. He doesn't just go to the ground. He's sliding all the way past the white stripe. Are you kidding me?
I said this during the radio broadcast. It was the most dominant cornerback performance that I have ever seen a Jaguars cornerback ever have. And I meant it. Absolutely dominant. See, I mean, the scary part is that this is a player that on two plays in that ball game, he could have done better. Early in the game, Wendell Williams caught a deep ball over him. And if he continued to run, he makes the interception. That fourth and one, if he continues two more steps, he makes the interception there. So we're talking about the ceiling is still higher for Jalen Ramsey.
Standing next to Jalen Ramsey is an interesting experience because you kind of remind yourself he's a cornerback. He's big. He's physical. But the thing that's so impressive to watch him on the All-22 is the closing speed that he has, even at that size.
Got great speed. He's physical. I don't know if he's necessarily a Deion Sanders type or a Darrell Revis where he can shut a guy down completely for the ball game, but he can limit guys and play the game in a fashion which very few can. Very few corners in the National Football League are physical players.
Very frustrating for wide receivers who tend to be diva-like anyway.
Well, and he's got, you know, and they've all, you know, those guys that play out on an island, they've got edge, you know, from talking to Jalen after the game, he's got some edge now, you know, the whole rant about the officials.
Right.
But, you know, the one thing I did appreciate, he gave great respect to DeAndre Hopkins and referred to him as a dog. That's a compliment.
That's big. That's big time. That's right. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will take some of your questions through the Jaguars social media. That's right here on Jaguars All Access, live from Mellow Mushroom in Avondale.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good, and by Lexus. Come to the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
The Fuel Up to Play 60 program is back in 2016. Join the movement. Help make the next generation of youth the most active and healthy. Find Florida Fuel Up to Play 60 on Facebook for more information and learn how you can join the program. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. And thanks again to the Fields Auto Group for their continued support. Now time for four down territory. And this week, a little different. Your questions on social media to the Jaguars social media were asked about me and about Jeff.
I got one for you.
No, okay.
You want to ask first?
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
You get to go first?
Ask me the first question.
All right. With, you know, losing a job, a hot topic.
Yes.
Have you ever been fired from a job?
Yes, actually. More than once. My business is kind of funny. You
know, you've been here in Jacksonville for a long time.
My business is kind of funny that way. But, I mean, heck, Lex and Terry fired me twice. So, I mean, that's probably enough, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
One of the first jobs I ever had, I cut one of my neighbor's grass. And after about a year, she fired me because she said I walked too fast. So I did learn a lesson once when I got fired by the first waiter job I had, but I haven't really been fired since then.
I got you.
All right, so, Jeff, the question for you, what's next for Gus Bradley?
You know, I think what's next for Gus is whatever job comes available that he wants to be a big player in. You know, he was asked the question today about, you know, is he looking for anything in particular? And he said that, look, the big jobs are the ones that you're in. So I think, you know, Gus could do anything. He could be an intern, and he would want to be the best at it. It doesn't matter to him. He could be a head coach again at college or in pros. It doesn't matter because, you know, he just loves to coach.
All right.
All right, I got one for you.
All right.
Best Christmas gift you ever gave.
The best one I ever gave. All right. Best Christmas gift I ever gave. I'm hoping it's this year, actually. But
don't say it then.
A couple of years ago, my wife and I gave our oldest daughter and our son-in-law a brand new car for Christmas after she had graduated from college. And we parked it on the front lawn.
Did it run?
When they showed up.
Did it run?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
It was from one of the competitors of a sponsor of this show, so I can't exactly say. All right. So for Jeff, what's the best Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
That's a tough one now, but I would have to say a G.I. Joe headquarters.
The whole headquarters.
Yeah, I got the whole headquarters. It was the G.I. Joe headquarters. You know, it was like essentially a young man's dollhouse.
Sure. And at what age do you think this was?
Well, I don't want to say like 13. I want to say like 8, 7,
yeah,
6.
Yeah, in there.
The younger it is, does that make me better? Right, right. So, I don't remember what age it was. I just remember when I got it, I was thrilled.
I'm hoping that everybody is going to enjoy the Christmas season. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah as well, which begins this weekend as well. And we'll come back with the G-Series Prime Headlines coming up right after the break.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
All right, the G-Series Prime Headlines have the Jaguars playing on Christmas Eve, and the Titans are still in the AFC South hunt. Jeff, the Titans are probably the team a lot of people thought the Jaguars would be this year.
Well, tough physical. They're 8-6, and if both teams, the Texans and the Titans, win this weekend, then the last game of the year, they play each other, and that would be the AFC South title on the line.
How about that? We'll talk about that next Monday night. Thanks for joining us right here on Jaguars All Access.